I'm D-U-N-C-A-N.
And I'm Papa.
And you're listening to D-U-X-C-A-N. And
Papa. Papa.
P-A-P-A.
All right, Duncan, what is your question? For me, on this special day, what's so special about today?
New Year's Eve.
That's right. So what is your question for me on New Year's Eve?
Would you ever spend New Year's Eve in Times Square in New York?
Do you know where New York is?
No.
It's not that far from us. Only a few hours away. Do you know where Times Square is?
No.
I don't know if it's in the middle of New York, but it's in the downtown part of New York. And it's a very bright and loud and active place. There's tons of stores. All the buildings are covered in big screens and billboards. It's very bright and loud. And it's a very popular place for people to go on New Year's Eve. Do you know what they do there?
No.
They drop a giant ball. They slowly lower down while they're counting down from 10 before it's the new year. And there's tons of people there. They're having champagne and they're celebrating. And yeah, it's on TV every year as well. It's a very special event. Do you have a picture in your head?
No.
Okay. So would I ever spend New Year's Eve in Times Square in New York? I don't know. I think it would be interesting. Maybe if I were in a special part of it, not just in a crowd with tons of strangers. I think it's pretty cold out most New Year's Eves in New York, and it's a little uncomfortable being surrounded by so many strangers, for me at least.
And I'm watching the fireworks.
Yes, we're going to try and wake you up just before midnight so you can see some on TV. So what
I'm not going out.
There's nowhere really for us to go. There's no celebrations nearby, and we have a baby brother that has to stay in bed, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know. I think if it was a special area of Times Square that I could be there for, maybe as part of a TV show or something, that'd be pretty cool. But to be in the crowd with all the strangers?
No.
I'm not super excited. Maybe when I was younger, I think I would find that more interesting to make a trip to New York for. All right, you ready for my question?
Yeah, P-A-P-A.
My question is, what one thing are you most excited about doing in the year 2020?
Going to Disney.
Yeah, that's what you're most excited about?
Yep.
Yeah, why is that?
I don't even know.
You don't even know? What makes you excited about going to Disney in a few months?
Because I could go on rides.
You're going to go on lots of rides?
Yeah.
Yeah. What else?
Do I have to say three things?
You don't have to, but you could do your infamous one, this, two, that, three, this, and that's why. Want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
One, this, two, that, three,
No, you're supposed to give me examples and replace the words this, that. Come on.
Here, I need the blanket.
He's going for the blanket I just tossed away from the distracted boy. Come here. Is there anything else that you're excited about doing in 2020? What will you be doing in September?
I don't know.
You'll be going into a special grade.
One.
Grade one. Are you excited about that?
Yeah. So excited.
And what's happening in January?
My birthday.
How old are you going to be?
Six.
He seems very excited. Hey, what did you have for dessert tonight after dinner?
Okay, I have so much energy.
Okay. Is 2020 going to be a good year for us?
Yeah.
Are I wish I still had that much excitement. All right. It's been nice chatting with you. An early Happy New Year's to you, okay, buddy?
Why so early?
Well, we're a few hours away, but Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year's.
And we're almost at the end of this podcast as well. Only a couple days left. It's been nice chatting with you. Should we do this again tomorrow?
It's been nice chatting with you. Should we do this again tomorrow?
Now I must fart in your hair.
Now I must fart in your hair.
See you, bye-bye. See you, bye-bye. See you, bye-bye.